Now, you can accuse the BBC, if you wish, of putting on some old stuff, but they have nothing on the University of Warwick's Arts Centre. They've gone back to the year 205 BC to rediscover a play called The Braggart Soldier, which is an early work of the Roman playwright Plautus, or Plautus, whichever way you want to pronounce it. Now, Plautus was a hit in his time. If he'd been alive today, he'd either be writing West End hits or episodes of Coronation Street. He was keen on musical comedy and wrote stuff not too dissimilar, so the experts say, to Gilbert and Sullivan. Now, what's interesting is the translation of The Braggart Soldier was done by a man with whom we associate more modern works of fiction. He wrote a million-seller romance novel called Love Story. Do you remember that? It turned into a million-dollar film. He's Eric Siegel. He's with me now. Now, how did someone who's best known for romantic fiction get involved in a strictly classical play like this?
The tail is wagging the dog there. What I really am, and always have been, is a professor of classics. I've been teaching classics at Yale since 1963. During one of my vacations, I made the mistake in 1968 of writing a little romantic tale called Love Story. Is the tale that wags the dog. I'm a professor of classics, not a novelist.
Made a multi-million dollar mistake.
Well, yes, it was a pleasant mistake.
So you're no stranger to classics, and obviously...
I am a stranger to classics in that I'm not as good as the people at Oxford, but I keep studying.
How did you come across The Braggart Soldier?
Well, I've always been fascinated with the phenomenon of popular theatre. And Plautus, as you will, is the first popular playwright in the history of the classical theatre. Aristophanes was a man who wrote for the elite. He wrote in jokes that are out today. And I was always fascinated about what made people laugh. I mean, I'd like to use it in my avocation as well as my vocation. And so Plautus was the biggest, most successful professional writer in the ancient world. And I studied his plays, and I wrote my doctorate on the plays of Plautus and their comedy.
If he'd been alive, just so we can put it in context, if he'd been alive today, who would he have been? Is it possible to say?
I'm an American after all, so I would say immediately Neil Simon.
Yeah.
Now, that has an intellectual pigeonhole immediately to it. You say, oh, well, that's sort of very bourgeois, isn't it? Well, that's what Plautus was for the Romans, and the Romans themselves were extremely bourgeois.
What was his humor?
It was domestic humor. Alf Garnett without the bite, if you will. It was, what's that thing with called butterflies on BBC? Something with butterflies.
Yes, butterflies. Yes.
That's the whole thing?
Yes, I think
butterflies?
So.
Well,
yes.
Anyway, the butterfly one. And all these domestic comedies you see on the air.
So he wasn't a satirist as such?
Not at all. And that's why his work survives today, because he deals with the nasty villain, the stingy old man, the young lover, the innocent ingenue, etc., the types. He's the first person, as I like to tell my classes, Aristophanes was topical and Plautus was typical. And those types exist today. They exist in Alan Ayckbourn, they exist in Neil Simon, and they exist... The only difference between Plautus and those two playwrights is the fact that he wrote musical comedy. So he put in a little Rodgers and Hart as well. His lyrics were very good.
You're clearly a great fan, aren't you?
Oh, I love him.
How long did it take you to do all these translations?
Well, Plautus has left us, out of the 130-odd plays that he wrote in his lifetime, 20 have come down to us. And I translated a mere 3 and gave up after that because I couldn't do the whole canon. It just would take a lifetime. But I did do 3, and the first one was The Braggart Soldier.
Do you find you had to get into his way of thinking? Because presumably translation is not just a question of swapping words and sitting in front of a big dictionary.
Well, no, there's an old cliché. You don't mind old clichés on a modern program. About translations, they're like women. If they're beautiful, they're faithful. If they're beautiful, they are not faithful. If they're faithful, they're not beautiful. That's terrible. Feminists will write in and throw rocks at me. But I don't mean it. That's the cliche I'm really quoting. So one alleges that you can't be beautiful and faithful at the same time. I say you can, and that's what a translator strives for. He wants to get the flavor of the joke and the words, if at all possible. And I try to. I mean, I don't put in things like Piccadilly Circus, you know, and instead of the Circus Maximus. I try to keep it Roman, and it's hard, and that's why it takes so long, because I won't compromise.
I wonder if having done all this classical creative work helped you when it came to do the modern stuff with Love Story and so.
Well, yes, because it's in a sense you're it's a straitjacket. You're compelled to say exactly what Plautus meant if you're faithful to him. And so in so doing, it's a discipline for you, and so you can ultimately say what you mean, if you're good.
You have written a book on Roman comedy. What was Roman comedy like?
Well, like all comedy, it stood the normal world topsy-turvy. That's the famous Bergsonian theory of comedy, topsy-turvy, them turning everything upside down. The slave became, it was a Saturnalia. The slave became temporarily the master. Well, look at Figaro. That's a perfect example of the slave becoming the master, and that's what Roman comedy was about.
So what would a Roman joke be?
Well, if you want a quick Roman joke, because I'll have to set this one up, as all jokes must be set up. But the beginning of the Pseudolus is a typical Roman joke where the young man is desperately in love and also desperately in debt, and he turns to his slave to get him some money to buy his one bought one's pleasures in those days. You see, the girls didn't come free. I guess they still don't. But in any case, that's not a Roman joke. It's not even a joke. In any case, he had to buy his pleasure, and he had no money. So he said to his slave, "Please get me money to get my beloved." And he said, "I have to warn you," says Pseudolus, who was translated by Frankie Howard into the hero of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. He said, "I have to warn you, something terrible will have to be done to get you this money. I'll have to cheat your father." "Oh," the young man says in shock, "for heaven's sake, cheat mother too."
And that was just the sort of thing that had him rocking in the
Vel
forum.
"Vel etiam matrem quoque."
Whatever that might mean. Eric
that
Siegel.
Was mother too.
Eric Siegel, thank you for joining us. Braggart Soldier, I mean, are there jokes in that? Is it fun to watch and go and see?
Yeah, there's a couple of good larfs.
Right, OK. University of Warwick at the Arts Centre Studio starts Wednesday the 14th, 7:45. Once again, Eric Siegel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Never felt like this until I kissed you.